USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is now suing Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging they tried to smear his name and rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact, already proven through many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. McConnell made the statement on the Senate floor as the Senate Judiciary Committee held its fourth and final days of hearing for Jackson. A Twitter post reaffirmed his opposition, saying, "I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court." This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. United States Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign from a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. A federal jury in L.A. deliberated about 2 hours before finding the nine-term Republican guilty of concealing information and two counts of making false statements to authorities. Fortenberry was charged after denying to the FBI that he was aware he had received illicit funds from a Nigerian billionaire of Lebanese descent. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Democrats are looking to give out more stimulus checks because of inflation.
Democratic Congressman from Connecticut, John Larson, is proposing a bill that would provide stimulus payments to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. Larson's bill would provide $100 a month per person for tax filers and dependents. It would be issued the same way as the 2020 and 2021 stimulus checks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
FedEx is raising its fuel surcharge for three of its shipping services. Starting April 4th, FedEx is raising the surcharge for shipping express, ground, and freight. Shipping company says it regularly reviews the fuel surcharge. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now over $4.20. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said he would be open to supporting a limited Build Back Better bill. Manchin made his comments to a group of climate activists and energy executives during closed-door dinners. Manchin reportedly said he would support a bill narrowly addressing climate change, prescription drug prices, and deficit reduction. Sam Runyon, communications director for the senator, said Senator Manchin is always willing to engage in discussion about the best way to move the country forward. He remains seriously concerned about the financial status of our country and believes fighting inflation by restoring fairness to our tax system and paying down the national debt must be the first priority. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.